You are now on air.
Audio morning date is 04.11.2024. Current time is 06:04 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside this Thursday morning. Thursday being Want to Be Friday, hashtag Want to Be Friday. Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich here on Spotify for Podcasters Apps, and this is the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast. Morning coffee, folks. Good morning, and how is everyone doing as we get our day started? A hashtag positive start to the day, hashtag PSTTD. I do have the morning coffee here. This would not be a Fireman Rich audio morning podcast or audio podcast morning coffee if we didn't have the morning coffee. So, First sip of the day, and it's really good. It's good. It gets you going. Just thinking about it gets you going, but man, tasting it is even better. Here we go, but we're off and running here for hashtag positive start to the day, hashtag PSTDD, and glad to have you all here. This is Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on Spotify for Podcasters app, and I'm also over there on X as at Fireman Rich. I'm also at Fireman Rich over there on Truth Social, Instagram Threads, and Blue Skies on the public Facebook. It's the real Fireman Rich, all one word, and we're off and running this morning. We're pretty excited because we did some testing last night here on these interwebs. Something new to a platform I've been on and I've been using more, and that's over there on the Rumble. We'll talk maybe a little bit about that here once we get started here. Let's go ahead and kick back the intro music. And I was almost going to use the this new feature I came across. It's not really, it's new in a sense that I'm just discovering now, but it I guess it was beta back in January, and it dropped for regular use on February. I think it was February 9th from what I was looking at on the Google Play Store, because I was trying to manipulate it here on the desktop. I'm currently on the LG Stylo 5 Android track phone that I use. I'm a track phone user. Full disclosure, I don't have anything associated with them, but I love their product. Been using it for years, 25 plus years, and it's still going strong here. But I downloaded an app over on my newer Samsung 23. What is it? 5G phone, Android phone, Android track phone, and which I love. It's great. I don't fill it up with apps, but I put this app on last night to complement the Rumble app. Rumble has a second app. It's called Rumble Studio. So I might as well talk about it now, get it out of the way before we get to the weather and the rest of the broadcast. And I almost this morning was going to go and do the audio podcast on the desktop using Rumble Studio. And it's similar to those other platforms such as Restream, StreamYard, the feature where you can send it to multiple platforms like YouTube and Twitch, XLive, Facebook. What else did I say? You don't know if you locals, it's over there on the Rumble side. That's something that you see. It's a site there that you can post things. You can broadcast to locals And what's the other one? X, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, Locals, and then Rumble. So it says you got six platforms that it doesn't cost anything. That's the other thing I'm just starting to realize. But I was almost going to go ahead and do the audio because I have done the audio podcast on Rumble before and stripped the audio and uploaded it over there on Spotify for podcast. Well, Spotify, because using the Spotify for Podcasters app, once you're done with your audio, you can send this. It automatically gets sent to a whole bunch of other areas here. So let me see. What do we got here? Oh, am I logged in on the page? I'm not logged in. Let's see. What's going on here? It's not letting me... Oh, okay. We got a new look. Oh, it's off to the side now instead of the top. Okay. Even the webpage, Spotify for Podcasters app, has a different look. Instead of the looking for the thing. Oh, you know what? Because I updated. I had to sign in using Spotify. So I had to have an app or a password for Spotify. So I finally caught up where I'm on the Spotify platform. So let's see. That's analytics, interaction, settings. Okay, that's where I want to go. I want to go to settings. Let's just get used to this. Okay, does it say where I send this to? Monetization, interaction. This is new now, too. Oh, my God. I got to have to look at this. But the podcast itself gets sent to various outlets as far as that goes. And if I bring up a profile page, it goes to Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Google Podcasts. I'm on iHeart of all places, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Republic, there's an RSS feed, and of course I'm on Spotify. So I have my on the web, the interweb, or the browser here on the internet, Spotify for Podcasters page. For me to use that, I have to sign in to Spotify now. It's all combined now. So the old Anchor app is actually part emerged in with Spotify now. I have it's all on one platform now instead of two. You know, well, I could have had two different if I had Spotify, but I combined it to one. Is a man, if that makes any sense. But getting back to the Rumble, this Rumble Studios, it's Rumble Studio. It looks really good. Last night I was testing it out on the phone, my Samsung 23A 5G phone. I think it's 23A, and I didn't think I had capability of doing it on the browser, but I found out where I could do it on the browser. I had our good friend Tony D, who's a broadcaster over there on Twitch and X Live. He uses StreamYard, or not StreamYard, he uses the other one, Restream, which I've used before too, but when I was using Rumble here, I'm using Prism Live Studios for a broadcast I do on Saturdays with a football, which I'll be giving the UFL football broadcast there, which is a live stream. It's actually, you see the picture and there's a chat and all that and such. But I'm going to probably end up moving to this Rumble Studios. I'm going to be playing around with it after I get done with the podcast, more than likely all day today. And then when our good friend Tony D gets back from work today, because I'm retired, I get the luxury of playing around with this. He said he's going to get on it and check it out, and I'll be available for him to, because the uniqueness is you can bring somebody up as a guest. Yeah, matter of fact, you can bring up nine people as a guest. So that's what I'm flabbergasted about, because discovering this takes me back to the old Blab days, and even back to the most recent to the Haps days, because you can almost seamlessly bring somebody up either on the phone, and I think now that I found the web portion of Rumble Studios on the PC desktop, that you can do that also. So I think that's great. You got the best of two worlds. I can be here at the computer desk and use it, and I can also be mobile, out my backyard showing the cornfield that's right now a winter wheat field that we got some winter wheat that's growing to replenish some the nutrients and stuff like that. But I could talk about this for now, but I almost was going to go, and I'm sticking with the Spotify for Podcasters app on the LG Stylo 5 phone using the iRig 2 to bring the sound from the microphone in via the iPad mini older than dirt that's tied into the Behringer 802 that comes into the iRig 2 that goes into the LG Stylo 5 phone, Android track phone, and then onto the Spotify Podcasters app. And because once I'm done, it's like less than 5 minutes to post it up, where on the web it's about almost 5 to 10 minutes. It's a little bit more but it's just fun using the tools that we have at hand to bring up audio as well as live stream. All right, let's get we'll move on here with the podcast, audio podcast. Currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York, it is 53 degrees Fahrenheit, which equates to 11 degrees Celsius. A nice day yesterday. It was raining. It's raining currently. We've got, I checked the Doppler. We do have some rain showers overhead as far as that goes, and it looks like it's subsiding right now, but it's going to kick back up again tonight at about 5 to 7 p.m. And we got rain all through this week going through the weekend to next Monday. So it is April. April showers bring May flowers, as a saying. Let's see. We're going to have cloudy with periods of light rain. High is 67 degrees Fahrenheit. Woohoo, that's good. I like those temperatures. Winds out of the south by southeast at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain, 90%. Higher wind gusts possible. Okay, and the sun will be rising this morning at 06:30. 31, which is in about 15 more minutes. It's 6:16 right now, so 15 more minutes. The sun will be rising, and I could start. It's starting to get a little dusky out, light out. Looking out the side window here at the computer desk, and the sun will be setting later today at 7:43 p.m. Our world times and temperatures as I speak, starting in Honolulu, Hawaii at 12:16 a.m. We got clear skies with some cloudiness, 74 degrees Fahrenheit. Phoenix, Arizona, where it's currently 3:16 a.m. in the morning, clear skies, 63 degrees Fahrenheit. Chicago, Illinois, the Windy City. It's raining in the Windy City at 5:16 a.m., 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Down in New York City, the jungle, as I like to call it. New York City, it's 6:16 a.m., currently 6:16 a.m. up here in the southern tier of upstate New York also. But it's raining also down in New York City, so that tells you the extent of the rain. It goes from Chicago to New York City. 50 degrees Fahrenheit down in New York City. Going across the pond, the Atlantic Ocean, to Cork, Ireland. It's cloudy skies, 11:17 a.m., 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And in, we're going to Milan, Italy at 12:17. Manja in Milan, lunchtime, 12:17 p.m. Sunny and clear, 66 degrees Fahrenheit. Kuala Lumpur, it's 6:17 p.m. Sunny and clear, 92 degrees Fahrenheit. In Tokyo, Japan, at 7:17 p.m., cloudy skies, 60 degrees Fahrenheit. And down there on the great continent and country of Australia, Melbourne, Australia, at 8:17 p.m. in their evening, cloudy skies, 59 degrees Fahrenheit. And in Sydney, Australia, at 8:17 p.m. also early evening, clear skies, 65 degrees Fahrenheit. And those are our world times and temperatures as I speak. And I just forgot one thing. Well, we'll get through the thought for the day and our national day before I get to that. So our thought for the day comes from President Teddy Roosevelt Jr., who often is referred to as Teddy by his initials, TR, or one or the other, either Teddy or TR. But he was an American politician, statesman, conservationist, naturalist, and writer who served as the 26th U.S. president from 1901 to 1909, I should say, in those years. He also was a New York State governor, as far as that goes. He was a New Yorker, and he was the president. And his quote and our thought for the day goes as follows. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. Short and sweet, folks. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. Theodore Roosevelt. You got to believe in what you're doing. And then you got to just do the work to get there, to do it, to get it done. And and have the confidence and courage to get it done. That's that other 50%. And you could throw in the speckle of knowledge, I guess. But it all starts with believe you can, and you're halfway there. Some positive words of encouragement from a quote from President Theodore Roosevelt, and our thought for the day. Thank you, sir, and God bless. Godspeed. And let's see, our national day today. Let's see what we have here. I just opened it up. We have National Living Donor Day. Okay, that's a good one. National Alcohol Screening Day. Yeah. National Pet Day. Yeah, we should always love our pets. National Cheese Fondue Day. I'm not really a fan of the fondue thing. National 8-Track Tape Day. Oh, my God, I remember them. National Barbershop Quartet Day. I like this one. We're going to go with National Yellow Submarine Day. Hashtag National Submarine Day. I like that one. It just reminds me of the Beatles song, Yellow Submarine. National Submarine Day on April 11th honors the day the United States Navy acquired its first modern commissioned submarine. On April 11th, 1900, the Holland Six became the Navy's first modern submarine, designed by an Irish-American inventor named John Philip Holland in 1896. He launched the Holland Six on May 17th, 1897 at Navy Lieutenant Lewis Nixon Crescent Shipyard. There's a word. In Elizabeth, New Jersey. So the shipyard over there in Elizabeth, New Jersey. The United States Navy later purchased the Holland Six on April 11th, 1900. As the military's first commissioned submarine, the Navy renamed it the USS Holland SS-1. Okay. So this is a commemoration of the first U.S. Navy sub. Submarine history runs deep in the United States. During the Revolutionary War era, David Bushnell built America's first submarine, the Turtle. The submersible made several attempts to sink British ships, but never succeeded. At the time, the U.S. Navy did not exist, so the Turtle was not really officially at the Navy's first sub. The first known U.S. Navy submarine was the USS Alligator. It's also the fourth U.S. Navy ship of the name. The Alligator was activated during the American Civil War. Submarines, I don't know, if you're not claustrophobic, have at it if you join the Navy. So today is National Submarine Day, I should say. Did I say Yellow Submarine? No, it's National Submarine Day. I guess on the picture as a yellow submarine. It's National Submarine Day. So I'm fascinated with that. I don't know if I'd like being in one, because you're down way down deep and something happens. It's a long way to the top, folks. Let's see. Our interesting story. That's the one thing I forgot to check out. So I'm picking this as a because this past Tuesday, we talked about the new solar power desalination keeps producing clean water without the need of sunshine. It's basically using solar power solar panels in the sun, but I didn't pick one. Let's see. Ming Dynasty? No. Experts find 1,000-year-old ice skate made of animal bone in Czech Republic. Well, that could be interesting. I like this one. We'll go with this one. Destructive gold miners work overtime to restore thousands of acres of Amazon rainforest. Now, they're replanting the forest down there in the Amazon, and this is a good story. So this is the first time I'm reading this, but I saw this in the queue, and we're going to go ahead and read it here. In Meta de Doras region of southern Peru, small artisan gold miners have become a source of inspiring environmental work. And you figure miners, they basically destroy the land around where they're mining at and stuff like that. But once slashing and bringing tens of thousands of acres of jungle in search of gold down, which they extract with mercury, which they're also polluting the ground, they're now forced on restoring the land they excavated by planting biodiversity rainforests and sweeping the toxic mercury from the for more sanitary methods of mining. You know, instead of using and polluting the ground, do it properly to where you're not devastating the foliage and forest. Behind the project is the environmental NGO Pure Earth, which sought to achieve with a delicate touch what local and national governments failed to achieve with aggressive legislation and police raids. Realizing that the miners, despite coming mostly from the Andy regions, take no pleasure in cleaning of pristine tropical rainforest, and that even after the price of gold skyrocketed following the 2008 financial crisis, they were operating on a lot of stick, but not much carrot. Pure Earth gradually gained their trust enough to set up a pilot program. It feels good to see the forest growing back. This one miner, a 60-year-old gold miner stated, whose legal mining consensus of 1,110 acres included a 10-acre patch of land for the pilot program, told NPR. We don't want to deforest. When we had the opportunity to let the forest grow back, we took it. It's much better that way. And the forest hopefully grows back quicker because we need more forests. Take care of our CO2 issue. It's not a problem, but it is an issue to keep it at bay. There are dozens of understories and canopy species growing now, each tagged with scientific and local names in order to raise just a little bit of collective sense of knowledge and responsibility the miners have while operating in the mighty Amazon. Bordering Brazil, Bolivia, and other Peruvian parts of the Amazon basin, Meta de Doras is almost entirely Amazonian rainforest and contains a variety of tribal groups who live in the large forest reservoirs, and according to legend, a lost city of Inca is also there. More tangible, it is a stronghold of biodiversity for the western reaches of the Amazon basin and an emergency tourist destination. A lot of people go, I guess I would have a problem with the bugs. I would love to go to the Amazon, but I don't know if I could handle the bugs down there. It isn't only for the sake of Western-style environmentalists that the miners are replanting on their consciences, but also for the sake of the health of the community. Meta Madre de Dios and Peru, more generally, suffers from some of the highest rates of mercury poison in the world, causing development delays in children and other neurological problems, as well as significant damage to the lungs and kidneys and immune system dysfunctions. Recently, Pure Earth helped four small-scale gold mine communities in Madre de Dios achieve the international recognition famine certification, which proves their mining efforts are manually damaging to the environment and human health by pairing their reforestation efforts with a switch away from the use of mercury to extract gold. So that's not good, using that mercury stuff. It just pollutes the landscape. Since 2014, 1.7 tons of certified gold have been found in the and sold to the international market, empowering more than 3,000 miners from certifying mining organizations, according to Pure Earth. In return for the commitment to responsibly mine, to do mining practices responsibly, mining organizations have received more than $7 million of famine premium. The substantial economy recognition not only validates their dedication, but also serves as a compelling incentive of continuing investments in tactical enhancements that might make gold mining a minimal inversive product. You don't want an invasive, a normal invasive product. A minimum invasive, so you don't, it doesn't have a great impact on the environment. So there's our good story. And the trees are growing back. That's always good to hear stories like that. It's encouraging. In our history for today, American Armed Forces liberated the concentration camps over there in 1945. 62 years ago today, Bob Dylan played the first live gig in New York City, opening for John Lee Hooker back in 1961. The Beatles set a new chart record when they had 14 songs on the Billboard Hot 100. Can't Buy Me Love was at number one, and Love Me Do at number 81. I wonder if they, I don't think they had the Yellow Submarine in 1961, or this is back to 64. I'm not sure. On this day in 1976, Apple I personal computer was created. Ooh, there we go. The Apple computer was off and running back in 1976. On this day, April 11th, 1968, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed into law the Civil Rights Act of 1968, which included the Fair Housing Act, a week after the assassination of Martin Luther King. So it was a week ago today, which would have been April 1st, that Martin Luther King was assassinated. In 1865, President Abraham Lincoln spoke to a crowd outside the White House saying, We meet this evening not in sorrow, but in gladness of heart. It was the last public address of Lincoln that Abraham Lincoln would deliver before he was assassinated. And this is at the end of the Civil War. And in 1945, in 1945, World War II, American soldiers liberated the Nazi concentration camps on this day. And 1947, Jackie Robinson, the Brooklyn Dodgers, played in an exhibition game against the New York Yankees in Ebbets Field 4 days before his regular season debut that broke the baseball color line. And 1970, on this day, Apollo 13... who can never forget that episode of a space mission, with astronauts James A. Lovell, Fred W. Hayes, and Jack Swigert blasted off on its ill-fated mission to the moon. The mission was aborted when an oxygen tank exploded. The crew splashed down 4 days later after the explosion and after they went around to the moon to swing back to the Earth. And they had the lunar module as a lifeboat. And that movie is a fantastic movie. I remember that. Those 4 days, America was sitting on edge as far as that goes, waiting for the U.S. astronauts to return. Okay, in Major League Baseball play, let's see, starting Tuesday night, we had the Yankees beating the Marlins, and where are the Mets? The Mets played, didn't they? The Mets did not play Tuesday night. It was just the Yankees this past Tuesday night. No, the Mets did play. They lost to the Braves. Oh, jeez. Hate the Braves. I don't like the word hate. I should say I don't like the Braves. Let's see. Yesterday, last night, we had the Yankees lost to the Marlins. Okay. And it looks like the Mets are off. See, tonight the Mets play the Braves starting this afternoon at 12:20, and it looks like the Yankees are off today. And tomorrow, going into the weekend on Friday, you have the Mets playing the Kansas City Royals, hosting them down in New York City, and the Yankees are out there in Cleveland playing the Guardians. The Guardians. They have a new name. Well, it's not new now, but so that's our baseball. We do have NBA action. The NBA playoffs start a week from this Saturday. And let's see, Tuesday night, did the Celtics play? I don't see the Celtics, but the Knicks beat the Bulls Tuesday night. And let's see, last night we had... No, New York Knicks. Oh, no, the Nets did play. God, I got to get my... the print is so fine on the scoreboard here for the NBA. But the Nets beat the Raptors 106-102 down there in Brooklyn last night. And today we're going to have the Knicks and Celtics tonight at 7:30. I'm going to have to watch that game. I'm going to have that game on. I like both teams. I want the Celtics to win, but the Knicks can win. That would be a good win for them. So that should be a good basketball game. And Friday night, we got the Knicks. Then they host the Brooklyn Nets. So that should be interesting. I'll probably watch that game. Those are the three teams I like. And then tomorrow night, the Celtics will be hosting the Hornets. So that's the NBA play. And this weekend will be week three of the UFL, and we have the DC playing against Arlington at 1 p.m. On ESPN down there in Arlington, Texas. And then the second Saturday game is the Memphis Showboats play the Birmingham Stallions, who are undefeated. And I think, let me check the standings. I think the Showboats are undefeated too. No, they're 1-1. Okay. So Memphis will be playing against down there in Birmingham against the Stallions in Birmingham, Alabama. That game will be on Saturday night at 7. And Sunday matchup to Houston Roughnecks. They played a little bit better this last Saturday, but they go against the Michigan Panthers. They're playing up there at Ford Field in Detroit, and that's at 12 noon on Sunday. That game will be on ABC, and then my St. Louis Battlehawks will be playing the San Antonio Baramas. That's the other undefeated team at 3 p.m. on ABC down there in San Antonio. Yeah, the Stallions and the Baramas are the two undefeated teams. So we'll see what happens if they continue on their and let's see if the Battlehawks, do they play? Who do they play? Yeah, if they beat San Antonio, they'll tie them in the division. as far as the XFL conference, as far as that goes. So there's our football, and we're coming up on 35 minutes, so we're going to go ahead and exit stage left to keep this within the time frame. And that was the other reason why I wanted to say on the Spotify for Podcasters app for the audio podcaster, or the Fireman Rich audio podcast, because I love using the app. It's fun. I get energized using it here this morning and every morning that we do have the Fireman Rich audio podcast. And I like to keep it in a small package. Small good things come in small package. So the audio podcast is my contribution to the interwebs for a small package content to be posted up there. All right, folks, this is Rich Roberts. Fireman Rich here on Spotify for Podcasters app, and Fireman Rich over there on Spotify. I'm on Spotify. A good portion of the listenership comes from Spotify now, I'm starting to see, so I thank you very much for that. But I'm also over there on X, at Fireman Rich on X. That's pretty much a mainstay for me. But I'm also over as at Fireman Rich on Truth Social, Blue Skies, and Instagram Threads. And the public Facebook is all one word, The Real Fireman Rich. Okay, so we are on the Facebook, but for all practical purpose, X is out front, and I'm back enjoying using X, especially now that I can use Rumble to broadcast into X. That's something unique, I guess. So I'm going to have some fun with that later. But you all have a great Thursday. We'll be on tomorrow for the Fireman, morning coffee over there on Twitch. And what do I call that broadcast? I call it it'll be the Friday morning coffee at Twitch broadcast. And I might do that on Rumble tomorrow and broadcast it to Twitch if I get things. See how the day goes with this new toy I have to play with. All right, folks. Again, Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich here on Spotify for Podcasters app. Wishing you all well. Have a great one. Next week, next Tuesday, we will be doing the Mixcloud show, the Tioga Radio Show on Mixcloud. So we won't be doing the audio podcast, so we'll be seeing you here on Spotify for Podcasters app next Thursday. So you all have a great one. Have a great weekend. And as always, live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and peace. Take care, folks.